Essay 73, The Didactic Development of Scientific Thought. Didacticism features prominently in the work of my distant ancestral cousin, Sir Francis Bacon, as a method of instruction within the empirical school of thought that led to the philosophy of the idols. Didacticism is a philosophy that emphasizes instructional qualities in essays in literature and science. Bacon wrote many essays of this kind. I have always adopted the method of didacticism in my scientific papers, books, essays, and other writings. Insofar as it is possible, concepts are explained from the beginning in the clearest manner possible. In order to forge a completely didactic approach to publishing, it is very important to refer to previous work that one has produced in a long, unbroken chain of thought that, in my case, extends over more than 40 years of continuous publishing and more than 55 years of continuous study. The result of this work is preserved in the National Archives of Britain and the United States and in the Omnia Opera on AIAS.us, on Google Scholar, and similar scholarly archives. The work is akin to the production of an oeuvre of literature or art and should be seen in that light. It was never intended to gain promotion or funding, and I would have preferred to work away from universities in the manner of Bacon. Promotion and funding are the ideas of a hopelessly materialistic society that has nothing to do with science or education in the true sense of the words. Bacon used the didactic method to arrive at the ideal of the cave philosophy. In contemporary terms, any theory of science must be tested against data, not against another theory. This means that no theory of science can ever be set in concrete or incised in marble. There can never be a standard physics. In contemporary times, the Baconian ideals have been corrupted by the use of the media to promote false ideas, idols of the cave, ideas which have often been refuted experimentally or shown to be mathematically incorrect. This is a wholesale and cynical corruption of science. Scientists have been reduced to funding mechanisms like slot machines on Aberystwyth Pier and have been reduced to numbers called H or G factors so the vulgar and ignorant can see science as a tennis match. The didacticism developed by Bacon means that science has been based since his time on archiving really new knowledge, always tested against experimental data. In contemporary times, there have been attempts to corrupt this process by censorship of new theories that do not agree with the so-called standard theory. This is a corruption of the Baconian ideals. A theory must always be tested against experimental data, not against another theory. The only principle that is relevant to comparison of theory is Occam's razor. The simpler of two theories is preferred, and a theory must be compatible with all the data, not some of the data. Contemporary society as a whole is in a hopelessly corrupt and decadent condition, so it is easy to use propaganda to make people believe in anything at all. This process is the opposite of didactic teaching. It is random, amplified noise. It is a society in which assassins do not need to lurk in shadows. So the long chain of didactic thought in natural philosophy has been reduced to a tennis match in which materialistic individuals, desperate for promotion and money and attention, debate numbers called H and G. They rarely enter a laboratory, and my guess is that G is so called because it comes before H in the alphabet. This is not exactly Shakespeare or Bacon. In order to think, it is necessary to reject that materialism. What really happens in our times is that large amounts of money are awarded to a tiny group of individuals who set themselves up as scientists and award themselves large amounts of money in a perennial downward spiral. They are allowed to do this because society is too weak to stop them. It is too weak to deal with the assassins. And the best of art, science and literature is in danger of being dragged into a sewer. In the unholy war of G&H, didacticism itself is suppressed. If a teacher refers to his own work, he is frowned upon as someone who wants promotion fast by inflating G&H factors by didacticism, by reference to the teacher's previous work. Inflation of G&H is soon to become a capital offence, while assassins lurking in the gutter can take over the lecture theatres. This lurid nightmare has been blown to pieces by the emergence of AIAS and ECE theory, which has 500 or to 1,000 million votes of confidence. In the dark recesses of Plato's cave, the 500 million voices of enlightenment cannot be heard. All that exists is the darkness of a disturbed mind, the idol of the cave.